let's break this comment down. Farcolin, I think that's how you say it. It's just another brand name for albuterol, which is the same beta 2 agonist we already know is used for asthma and COVID. Because beta 2, you have two lungs. Here's the part people don't realize. Beta 2 agonists don't just open up your airways. They also stimulate the sodium potassium pump in your cells. And what that pump does is pull potassium back into the cell and move sodium out. So basically, when someone's in hyperkalemia, too much potassium is floating around in the blood. Albuterol can help shift that potassium back into the cells. It's really similar to how we use insulin to pull potassium back into the cell with hyperkalemia as well. But an important note is albuterol doesn't remove potassium from the body. It just buys us time until we can fix the underlying problem with things like dialysis, diuretics, or potassium binders. So your question was, how can patients on albuterol handle hyperkalemia? It's because albuterol acts like a temporary stabilizer. It just helps lower those dangerously high potassium levels by moving potassium back into the cell.